This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the evening edition with Ayman, Lin and Kelvin. Joining us in the studio is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So reports surfaced this week that Sony and Disney reached a dead end when negotiating Spider-Man's future under Disney's umbrella. And this includes any Avengers spin-offs or sequels. And today, Marvel legend Stan Lee's daughter has released a statement defending Sony over the breakdown in talks.
Yeah, so Joanne Lee made some really strong comments about this whole tug of war involving Disney and Sony, saying, no one could have treated my father worse than Marvel and Disney's executives. So that's a really strongly worded statement there. And why did she say that? Insiders are claiming the whole battle in the negotiation is about money, because Disney apparently wanted a 50-50 stake in Spider-Man related revenue, and also reportedly wanted Marvel president Kevin Feige to become the key directional figure. So this means each company would put up half of the production cost and then split the profits, to which Sony said no. And in the wake of all this, Joanne Lee stressed that Marvel and Disney need to be checked and balanced, saying they are seeking a total control of her father's creations.
So this is a pretty interesting development, because many fans have been rallying behind Disney in this custody battle, right, over future Spider-Man films. And then now there are suggestions that if talks don't resume, it's likely that Spider-Man is not going to be part of the MCU anymore. And that could be bad for both Sony and Marvel.
Yeah, but at least we know one important person is standing behind Sony in all of this. Having said that, Joanne made it clear that it's not about picking sides. She said whether it's Sony or someone else, the evolution of Stan Lee's characters and his legacy deserve multiple points of view. And she also added that when her father died, no one from Marvel or Disney reached out to discuss about his work. She said from day one, the studios have commodified her father's work and never shown him or his legacy any respect or decency. So Stan Lee, of course, created the Spider-Man character for Marvel comics in the 1960s, but Sony has owned the film rights to the character for about two decades now. And I believe Disney will soon respond to Joanne's remarks. I hope it doesn't get too messy and they settle this out, because the studios will always get rich and they make more money, but the real victims in a custody battle like this will always be the fans.
It is worth saying, though, that Joan Lee, specifically Stan Lee's daughter, is one of several parties that have been implicated in issues surrounding his estate.
Yes, exactly.
You know, there have been certain allegations, I believe, of elder abuse hurled at her over the years. So she's not exactly an uncomplicated figure in all of this.
Exactly.
As well. Yeah, just worth pointing out. Yeah.
Okay, this is also scandalous, but, you know, moving on to Bursa. The Edge reports shareholders of LTK Amber Heard have been advised to accept the takeover offer by the company's managing director, Datuk Tan Kok, and his family. What's happening there?
Yeah, so Mercury Security Sendirian Berhad, via an independent advisor, said the offer is deemed not fair as the price is over the range of estimated value. So the Edge says the offer is perceived as reasonable as it gives an exit opportunity to shareholders, especially those holding a huge number of LTKM shares. So this is to realize the investment in cash at the offer price, which represents a considerable premium against its historical market prices. So LTKM shares have been highly sought after since the announcement of the offer. The share price has risen 37% since the beginning of July to close at RM1.35.
Sean, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.